morning. Today is Wednesday, July the 13th, 198th day of the new year. Joining us this morning from the Eureka Humboldt Visitors Bureau.
Eureka Humboldt Visitors Bureau. You got it.
Tony Smithers.
Good morning, Brian.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
This morning we'll spend a little bit of time talking about, well, the future.
The future of tourism?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you go to a convention, you get ideas for the future, right?
You sure do.
See? He's got a couple of them. He's ready to talk. Our quote this morning comes from, oh, let's see. That's weird. Cicero. Whatever befalls in the course of nature should be considered good.
Well, everything in Redwood National Park is good.
Yeah. And lots of things are falling in there these days. Oh, so you were out of town on a little bit of a jaunt?
Well, yeah. I attended my third time I attended IPW, which is the premier international tourism marketing event in the country. 6,000 delegates in one big hall in New Orleans. People buying and selling business travel products.
So what would the range, I mean, if regular guy walked through there, what would they see?
They would see everything from individual hotel properties, say, you know, a big New York property, to complete destinations on the other side. For instance, you know, California, Visit California had a big central presence there with all the other California destinations sort of radiating out from them.
How did that measure up to Michigan and some of the others that we're seeing on the national scene now doing marketing? Are they all represented in this kind of an event?
Most of them, to one degree or another. But what struck me, you know, who really stood out? California definitely had a strong footprint. New York had a strong footprint. Orlando did. And then, you know, everyone else was, you know, maybe a little less than that.
So you had the big wows, and you had the others. Who was attending this event?
It is attended, so people I've mentioned so far are the suppliers, the people who are...
Those are the booth people.
Yeah, who have California product or, you know, U.S. travel products to sell. The buyers are the international tour operators, packagers, receptive tour operators, and all the folks in the travel supply chain who actually are looking for products to sell in their countries. So, and these are folks from 60, 70 different countries.
So what were you? Which side?
I'm a supplier.
Okay, so did Humboldt County have its own booth? Or were you kind of latched on to somebody?
We went there as we usually do with our partners. We are a founding member, of course, of the North Coast Tourism Council. And we were there with the council and with the Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Tony Smithers. Tony, so your event that you went to in New Orleans a couple weeks ago wasn't a traditional trade show by most measurements of a trade show. It sounds more like a... it's a different kind of speed dating, I guess, was kind of the reference.
That's the term we use. You know, it's not a show where you set up a booth and you... wait for hopefully for people to come by and talk to you. In fact, the leading up to the show, the Travel USA, who puts it together, has a very involved system where you can research the other attendees, figure out who you want to talk to, and then in turn, they can research you and figure out who they want to talk to, and you request appointments. So we went in, our team went in for the 2.5 days with 72 appointments already set. In addition, there was some walk-by stuff. If someone saw that, you know, one of our tables was empty, you know, we were kind of interested in Northern California, and we were thinking this and this and this. And so you collect business cards. You come back with a stack of business cards.
So you could still pop in to somebody if they weren't engaged at that time.
Sure. And then, you know, if we had an open slot, then we would walk around, you know, looking for opportunities. First of all, you know, stealing ideas for what other people are doing, which is
networking, I believe.
Networking.
Yes, networking.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, you know, also, you know, talking, you know, for instance, we ran across another Chinese tour operator who we didn't have an appointment with, but it turns out we're a good fit for them. So now we have their contact, and now it's all about the follow up.
So at this event, what is a victory?
Well, a clear victory, they vary. One of them was I came back with a specific request from a group tour operator saying, we're coming X date in 2017. We need 30 rooms in Eureka. Give me some hotel bids. So I, you know, that was low-hanging fruit. Came back, sent that lead to all the hotels who could handle it, and they can fight it out. More to the point, though, it's planting the seeds of having someone who doesn't necessarily bring the customers to Northern California yet. Ideally, they already come to California. They already know San Francisco is the gateway. They're looking for the next level. What else?
So they may already be established or have programs in Napa?
Right.
As an example?
Our customers are asking us for more now. What do we do now? And they say, oh, well, you can go north. You can do a loop. And what we found, since we were there, you know, representing all of Northern California, a very, very great idea that resonated with everyone we spoke to was the idea of a loop that began and ended in San Francisco that took in either two or three national parks. And you can take 7-10 days over it. Humboldt gets two nights, Redding gets two nights, and, you know, that's how it's all put together. You know, the person coming from France all the way to the U.S. for a couple of weeks wants to see more than Humboldt County. Well, we understand that. That's why we're there working with our regional partners to put together a product.
So you guys would hold hands and say, okay, Redwood National Park, we got Lassen National Park.
Lassen Volcanic. And then the third one, you can bump up into Oregon and go to Crater Lake,
too. I was wondering if Crater was part of the loop going north, but is Redwoods part of the loop coming south?
Depends what direction they do it in. Redwoods and
Crater and Redwoods would seem to be a logical, and Lassen too.
It's a real logical. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
And if you don't have much time, you can cut over on 299 and leave out Crater, but Lassen and Redwoods are the two corners of that loop. And then you can spend a day or two in Sacramento if you want on the way back. You know, there's all kinds of ways of doing it.
So that was kind of the gist of what you guys were looking to hook folks with.
Well, for those who were looking for ideas, some had very specific, like, we bring our customers here already. What else can we do? You know, what's new? That kind of thing.
So kind of servicing existing customers.
There's some of that as well, yes.
Is there a market at this level for, like, the fishing and the rafting and some of those types of things that are presented more as a family-by-family basis, or at least that's how I perceive that it's consumed?
Sure.
Is this the proper venue for that?
It can be. The fishing, not so much, but there probably is a market for that if we can figure it out. The licensing issue is a
charter boats is what I was
is
saying.
A complicated. Yeah, charter boats definitely, but certainly the, you know, rafting, kayaking, any active activity, bike rentals, whatever, are all things that are easily plugged into a, you know, a package, and so we're dealing with a tour operator, and there's various kinds. I want to get too technical on this, but there's various formats of travel which they represent, okay? One is what you would expect, a group tour, where people get in a bus, and they all come and do the same thing at the same time. Then there's called package travel, where the person might have vouchers for hotels. You know, they have Best Western vouchers or whatever, and they have information, suggested itineraries, and a kind of plan, but no one's there holding their hand.
So is that like run through the lodging, the Best Western group or La Quinta group or Hilton or whoever? They set that up themselves?
Well, many of these companies have direct contracts with those companies already. Others use what they call receptive tour operator. And just to get that more complicated, they're a domestically based tour operator who is a sort of a middleman for international tour operators. They're the ones who will come up and have a contract with all of our local hotels. And, you know, we know we've signed contracts, for instance, with Carter House and others with receptives. And then the receptive can then turn around and have those rooms available for an international tour operator who's trying to put together a tour from UK, Germany, Italy, whatever that group's coming from.
So there are a couple different folks that are doing the outreach.
Right.
It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Tony Smithers, the Executive Director of the Eureka Humboldt County Visitors Bureau. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redec. Tony, at the convention that you went to in New Orleans, where all these folks were out there trying to make tourism happen in their areas a little bit more, a little bit better, the fact that you were there in conjunction with other folks, did that make it easier to attract more people, or because the focus wasn't quite as narrow, did it make more challenging, like for you to represent Lassen?
Sure. Well, we're used to it because we've been partners with those folks for a long time. But in a sense, I had to say it was easier because it is hard to make the case that, you know, a single county is worth an entire international visit of several weeks. Whereas if we are in fact representing, and we were representing easily 25% of California's land mass, if only 4 or 5% of California's population, but being able to bring up some icons, you know, for instance, that San Francisco as the gateway. Well, everyone loves San Francisco. It's America's most international city in many respects, and then, you know, Lassen, Mount Shasta, people recognize these, but more and more, it's the Redwoods. And being able to say, this is where you drive up the Redwood Highway, Redwood National State Parks. I'm always just blown away, this time more than ever, by the awe that international folks hold the U.S. National Park Service in. It's admired around the world, and they want to see it.
Just like a stamp of or a verification that it's something to see.
It is something to see. And, you know, other countries have national parks, but we kind of invented the thing. And ours are just renowned for being incredibly scenic and wonderful experiences. The fact that we have one here in Humboldt County is gravy for us. I mean, that makes my job so much easier.
Yeah, it's got to be frustrating a little bit also because it isn't, as the services aren't as developed.
This is true. Well, it is one of the newest of the national park. We started in 1968. And there's sort of a cart and horse economic issue. The Park Service is open to concessionaires coming in and doing things. You know, you look at, you know, the Ahwahnee Hotel in Yosemite, et cetera, et cetera. And those, in fact, you're right, those do give visitors a sense that there's more to do there and a different kind of experience.
Or it's just easier.
Yeah, or just easier.
Just easier, simpler.
Right. So we are seeing more of that in our parks. In terms of, there's rafting available in Six Rivers National Forest. There's some backcountry, touring on in Jeeps and that kind of thing going on. In Redwood National Park, the folks at the Redwood Lodge, the Elk Prairie Lodge, the cabins there, they do some guided eco tours and hikes and stuff. They're always great for when we have fam trips and special VIPs, that kind of thing. So there are little pieces here and there, but yeah, we need to build out that whole concession air base.
Is the National Forest becoming more of a partner in tourism?
They've always been a really good partner. They do provide the concessionaires, the rafting companies, and all that. They maintain campsites and some good ranger stations. So for folks who want that kind of experience, whether it's going to Fish Lake or...
If they want dust on their sleeping bags.
That
okay, cool.
Right. Now, what we don't, of course, have is, highly developed tourism services, visitor service, different kind of experience.
Are there any thoughts? Is Merv George talking about that? Does he have the flexibility? Does the individual superintendent have that opportunity to make those adjustments or to kind of customize to the local community?
I'm not really quite sure what the National Forest Service is, constrained at or what's available in other places. But the real answer is that for all these public lands, they're all very conscious that they are sort of married and intertwined with what they call gateway communities. And these are the private lands adjacent to the parks that provide all the visitor services and, allow, a place for people to refresh, relax, and restore before they go back into the parks.
So there's a loose, informal relationship.
Sure.
Rather than a structured one.
And I've always made the case that pretty much every community in Humboldt County is a gateway community because we are so blessed with over 40 different units of public lands of various descriptions here. So...
You must still be in your convention booth if you're using the word blessed. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:41. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning with Tony Smithers. Tony, as you look at what the future might mean, I it's a little weird coming from convention areas. I would imagine a lot of what the future is or could be is going to come from doing research and talking to folks. What's the new, great, latest, greatest, that kind of stuff, and kind of morphing us to that. When you walked the convention floor, was there anything that struck you that anybody else was doing that was like a wow moment for you?
Well, several places were playing with virtual reality, and they had little booths set up where you can experience that for yourself. I kind of think we have reality. We don't need to do it virtually. So I'm not quite sure where that fits for us.
Well, maybe that's how you get it into people's minds to come here.
Yeah, it could be. If we have our Redwood virtual experience, if we are in Atlanta or Los Angeles or sure, that might be something fun to think about. And one of the other things which we always talk about at these shows are the tchotchkes. Swag stuff we all get. So many people invest so much thought and money into the promotional item which is going to keep their brand and their phone number and website in front of somebody. And so, you know.
Is there one of those that kind of got your attention?
Well, the old standby of having the thumb drive with all your great content on it is another, is always a strong one. And we did those for North Coast Shasta Cascade, certainly. But people were giving away all kinds of nonsense. You wouldn't believe it. I don't know where to start. Just anything, everything you can think of.
I've always thought that things like T-shirts, I know they're more expensive. T-shirts, the notepads, the sticky pads, Post-its, whatever.
Yeah, people use those.
With the stuff on the side, the logos on the side.
Well, people, some of them were giving away things like backup batteries, your little phone charger batteries. Always fun to have an extra one of those around.
Sure, you're not going to throw that away.
No, exactly. But I don't know. The best thing we ever did at the Bureau, when we mostly for consumer shows, is to take redwood seedlings.
The seedling, yeah.
Yeah, with a little card which had for growing instructions, go to the website, and then they went to the website, and the job was to get people to the website, so there we were.
I can remember those in elementary school, Simpson.
Right.
Used to go out, and they'd get one, and they'd all be dead. Within 3 weeks, and every once in a while, one of them grew, and it was kind of cool. How do you know that going to one of these? Well, we talked a little bit earlier. You said, 30. There's a group of 30 looking for something. That was low-hanging fruit. I personally would be frustrated if 30 was the target.
No.
Is there thousands? I mean, are there whales out there, too, that you can bring
Certainly in? There are whales. And we talked to a lot of them. And so I referenced earlier, now it's all about the follow-up. So now it is to, we have notes, we have what their needs are, what their interests are. We've got to come back to them. And step one is often arranging the fam trip, which is, how are they going to sell our product if they haven't seen it for themselves? So a lot of what people don't realize, but a lot of what we do at the Bureau is arranging and hosting fam trips, getting people up here, showing them the best and brightest of what we have to offer, making sure they have a really memorable time, and making connections with them and the suppliers, the hotels, restaurants, etc., that they can write contracts with.
Real quickly, how do you get them here? Do you fly them? Do you have them drive up? How do you get them here?
Generally, they're driving up in a group van of some sort from the Bay Area.
So they're not traveling independently. They're with a group.
Right, and we often work with Visit California, so that they're seeing other parts of Northern California. So we get them for a few days.
Thanks for coming by.
My pleasure.
Carry forth.
Ooh.
See y'all tomorrow.